commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Today I'm proposing the fast food customers of Wisconsin. You would call it Fakowie, and I nominate myself as president, considering I have a lot of experience eating fast food. One look at me and you would see my qualifications. Customers need to have a voice in the $15 an hour debate in the fast food industry. Members of Fakowie would acknowledge that we eat too much junk food and that we regularly make use of the value menu. We are the ones who would pay more if labor costs at fast food restaurants go through the roof. So the members of Fakowie have a decision to make. Do we support a living wage for burger flippers, or do we put a higher value on an inexpensive lunch? Now, members of Fakowie already know about the generally poor service provided by the workers who are now demanding this big raise. We know that the drive-thru sometimes forgets our fries, and we've seen how slow some of these workers are, that they struggle to operate their cash registers and to make correct change. In an internal report earlier this year, McDonald's corporate management conceded to its stockholders that the service element is broken. Now, I eat fast food probably three or four times a week, so at $8 a meal, I'm worth about $12,000 a year to the industry. That makes me a prime customer, a power player in the world of fast food. And my position is this. If a restaurant allows its workers to walk off the job and doesn't fire them, I won't eat there anymore. That's disrespectful to me, the customer, to offer such poor service. You shouldn't be hiring people who don't want to do the job at the wage offered. Fakowie's message to management is to get rid of the dead weight and hire motivated employees who are ready to work. Here's a big clue. A high schooler who wants to earn extra spending money or put some money away for college is more likely to be motivated than a 30 or 40-year-old who only has the skill set to work in fast food. So how many of the workers who want $15 an hour would dare to take a job where their pay depends on the quality of the job they do? Imagine they worked at a diner instead. They'd be paid only $2.33 an hour, but they'd get to keep all their tips. They'd come out ahead if they offered exceptional service, but if they're slow, lazy, inaccurate, or apathetic, they'd literally be working for nothing. But if you're good at what you do, you'd earn more money than what McDonald's pays. Any takers? I didn't think so.